Flooding and heat waves are slamming Japan. But that's not all. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today we're sharing the latest of the natural disasters in that country. And the church is responding in ways that you won't hear about on the regular news outlets. And then a people group goes from fearsome warrior to faithful witnesses for the gospel. Keep listening to find your place in the story. And we're starting in Japan, where the deluge continues. Another severe tropical storm is expected to roll through southern Japan tonight. This summer's typhoon season has brought along severe flooding and an historic heat wave already. Takeshi Takazawa of Asian Access says there's a silver lining, though.
Yes, this is sad things, and people lost homes and loved ones. But somehow God stirred each church's and pastor's heart and then unite them to be ready to serve the community and prepare for the future.
Japanese churches and believers reached across denominational lines and worked together to help the flood survivors. When people saw Christians working together as a united group,
local community people acknowledge and they call all of us Mr. Christ, Mrs. Christ, Kiristo-san. They call us the people of Christ. So that's a wonderful testimony.
Natural disasters lead to difficult questions about God, and recovery work is far from over. So please continue praying for Japan and for the work of Asian Access.
God allowing crisis, but also work in the midst of that and bring great new reality.
Next, religious persecution of Christians in India has been on the rise. Voice of the Martyrs, Todd Nettleton, says,
well, we continue to hear stories of Christians being arrested, Christians being pressured and persecuted. In June, there was an arrest of 16 Christians in a state called Jharkhand. The radical Hindus within the village became angry that Christians were there, were talking to people about Christ. The villagers held them initially, and then the police came in and arrested 16 of them. This is not uncommon. This is something we're seeing more and more of.
Nettleton says the pressure is coming from the ideology that 100% of people in India should be Hindu. Now, people who are sharing the gospel or deciding to follow Christ make that ideology impossible and therefore the country imperfect. Yet while persecution is growing, so are the ways to serve the church in India.
Voice of the Martyrs is involved in several ways in India, supporting those who are arrested. Sometimes we're able to help with attorney fees or legal fees to help them get through the legal process and hopefully get justice. We're also involved in training and supporting church leaders and evangelists in India.
More on this story at missionnews.org. And it's Bibles for the World's 60th anniversary. The story of their beginning shows just how transformative the Word of God is. Bibles for the World's John Podaiti tells us,
the gospel came to our people in the year 1910 through a single copy of the Gospel of John. Our people at that time were known as the fiercest headhunters in the world, but the seed of the gospel had been planted among our people, and those early Christians started to share it from hut to hut, from village to village.
Bibles for the World continues to celebrate the power of the gospel by spreading truth to unreached people in their language. And now,
we continue to look for those strategic opportunities where the gospel has not reached yet, to those unreached people groups around the world, where we find God is working, where ministries are coming together, working together to reach these unreached people groups with the gospel. And if we can come alongside them and help provide the scriptures, that's where we see Bibles for the World moving forward.
As Bibles for the World moves beyond its anniversary, consider helping the legacy grow. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Set Free Ministries is offering the free resource called 33 Affirmations. It's a powerful tool to help folks dig deeper into scriptural truth and discover who they are in Christ. You can start your journey by clicking on the banner ad at the top of the page at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.